السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کریٹڈ اس ود اے پرپز اینڈ دیٹ پرپز از ٹو ورشپ ہم. اینڈ مینی اے ٹائمز لیونگ ان دس ورلڈ وی گیٹ ٹو ڈفرنٹ سچویشنز وے بائی وی آر ٹیسٹڈ. اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ود آلویز ٹیسٹ دا بلیورز with different things, sometime by provision, sometime through calamities, sometimes through adversities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes gives in abundance to see whether the person is thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Is he a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would test and trial him with some afflictions. He may lose his job, he may lose his parents or his children, or he may get stricken by a serious disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to see whether this person, under duress, under the troubled times, refer back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stay patient and persevere with all the obligations and the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down from Quran or through Quran and through the life and embodiment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, people have been through so many different trials and tribulations, and in our own lifetimes we have seen people going from being really very rich with all the provision in their life to the point where they're really hungry, starving, and looking for any help and aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet they stay connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not swerved from the right path. We have seen people emotionally getting a lot of trouble and stresses, and yet the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unwavered. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests someone, He wants to elevate their level. He wants to make them become among the saints of the time. We have seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested all the prophets, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have been tested the most." Sometimes we are bothered about being tortured physically, and sometimes we are concerned about the taunts and mocking of people. They do call you names, they do say things against you. Sometimes you feel so depressed by that, especially if you are surrounded by people who keep saying things which hurt you. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been through much worse than this. He, being the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had to go through so much. Physically, he was tortured. People stoned him. He was boycotted for 3 years, where he had nothing to eat except for the dry leaves of the tree which he would boil and drink and eat. Such was the calamity. He has seen his own friends, his family members, dying in front of him, killed and tortured. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his own children. Out of seven, he lost six in his own lifetimes. He has lost his beloved wife. His parents were never there when he was a young boy. Grandparents spent very few years with him, so he was really an orphan. And yet he was chosen to be the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ultimate Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what he did, he continued with the work despite all the opposition, despite all the tough and troubled times. He was weak initially, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to help him because he continued to persevere with the obligations, with the job that he was sent with. he was psychologically tortured as well, emotionally tortured as well. People would call him names and also would say that he is a soothsayer, he is a magician, he is a liar, he is a madman, a'udhu billah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defended his beloved prophet in Quran at several places. And who are we in comparison to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He was tried and tested. Who are we to then moan and groan and complain about any troubled times? Oh, it's too much for me, I can't do that, I can't keep with my beard, it's just too difficult, people call me things. Oh, I can't continue with my hijab, it's just too difficult to carry on like this because people look at me in certain ways and people speak against me behind my back. People torture me, people write things against me. They do chit-chat about me on their Facebook, on their WhatsApp and different social media. But I put it to you, how many people in the whole world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this opportunity to unwillingly, involuntary or involuntarily going through the tribulation which his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been through? We don't choose, we don't go for it, but when it happens through the sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah wants us to excel, and through our good actions we are falling short, we are making a lot of mistakes, we are committing a lot of sins. So Allah give us certain trials in order to elevate our levels. And this mujahada, this exertion, this exhaustion, this strife in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through patience, through patiently sticking with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for personal reason, not because I like to have my beard on, and not because I feel like having my hijab on for good name and fame among people, but rather to please my Allah, my Lord who commanded me. People have gone through even worse situation. Sumayya had to persevere with the faith and was actually killed by Abu Jahl, the first lady ever to be shaheed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because she was a Muslim. Now think about that and see, where do we stand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing and showering his blessings upon us, and we opt to stay away from him. Allah wants us to come close to him and we run away in a different direction. Is that how a believer should behave? Think about all the good qualities, all the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with. His mercy prevails his wrath. He has given us too much. In this world we are not being bombed, we are not being starving, we are not being robbed of everything. We live a very decent life, and yet we become so weak in our faith that any little trial and tribulation, any small test would make us leave our good action, would make us leave our faith, would practically. And that's not a sign of a person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather a person who would like to go and follow deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only because he just feels like doing it, rather than doing it purely for the sake of Allah without any ulterior motive. So if we want to do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should do because this is the right thing to do. This is how my Lord expected me to do, what my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like me to do, rather than me feeling like doing it, whether I like it or not, whether I feel like doing it or not, whether it's easy or difficult. I must stick to the commandment. I must stick to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially I shouldn't ever think about committing haram. Now Allah already chose me and gave me tawfiq to do the right thing, and I was doing it. And now what happened? Little comments from here and there, little stress from here and there. I'm willing to leave my command. I'm willing to leave the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and would behave in a way Shaitan and the devil and devilish minded people would want me to do. So what is the difference between me and someone who has no love for Allah? We need to look and ponder over it. Think about that. Think about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much has he gone through? How much of the people with him, the companions, went through? They've been through a lot. So I sincerely advise you to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the tough times like this come, keep strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of dhikr, a lot of dua. So 100 istighfar every day, 100 la ilaha illallah every day, 100 subhanallah every day, 100 alhamdulillah every day, 100 Allahu Akbar every day, 100 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day. And that should be your mantra for the day, for whole day. So keep going through that with all the practices that we're supposed to do, and stay away as much as possible from the haram and makruhat and dislike, and ask Allah a lot in abundance. Oh Allah, help me and guide me right. Oh Allah, keep me on the right path. That's why we say Allahumma. We say in prayer, in iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guidance to the right path. Why do we keep saying we are already on the right path? Because we want to stay on the right path. That's why we keep saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Surah Fatiha in the prayers, so that we stay on the right path. There's no point being on the straight path and then leave it for any other reason other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. So I hope that we should work hard, fight against our soul, fight against the devil, try our best to not listen to shaitan, not given the shaitanic thought and insinuations, but rather stick with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, covering the hairs and whole body except for face and both palms is a must for all Muslim women. Uncovering any of that part to non-mahram is haram. By consensus of scholars, there's no difference of opinion among any of the imams of the past, whether Sunni or Shia, and any of the schools. To take a very strict, to take this and then move out of it is not the best thing to do. May Allah give us tawfiq to stay upon the truth and trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never ever burden people for more than what they can bear. So Allah is just, He is loving, He is merciful. He wants us to do this because He loves us and He wants to elevate our level. So stay in good spirit, stay connected to the righteous people, those who follow these sort of sunnahs and obligations, and it would help and encourage you to carry on with the good work. May Allah give us tawfiq, may Allah give you tawfiq and strength to carry on. Jazakallahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother in Islam.